No man's life, liberty, or property is safe while the legislature is in session. I love that one. So said the great American novelist and writer Mark Twain. Amen, say I, for like Mark Twain, I am passionate about life, mine and yours, and all mankind, and liberty for me and for all, and property, mine and yours. Private property without government control or intrusion. I suppose today that we the people are far more safe than ever while the legislature, our House and Senate, our Congress is in session. There is in Washington, D.C. hardly any but congressional do-nothings. The partisan divide is rampant, antagonistic, aggressive, and so deeply polarized, no legislation of any import is possible. Really none. So now comes the man with the pen and the phone. You remember him, don't you? A man determined to circumvent Congress and our Constitution and do his own thing. That man, of course, is the President of the United States, namely one Barack Hussein Obama, who cares not at all about the democratic process, the constitutional way of legislation, the powers invested in the Congress, the House or the Senate, the laws of this land, the rights of our 50 states, or even the judicial, and especially the Supreme Court. He really cares for none of that and respects none of them. The man with the pen and the phone is determined to radically revolutionize our beloved America and change at the core, systemic, radical change, everything, American, everything. Chief Executive Officer Steve Eichler of the Tea Party stated as follows. Through executive order, Barack Hussein Obama has completely bypassed the U.S. Constitution and all the powers of Congress and awarded himself the right to impose a brutal version of martial law that allows him to instantly create a Soviet-like statist regime right here in America. Right here in America. Eichler goes on to state that Obama has given himself dictator powers that allow him to install socialism in America, read more and more aggressive government. I can hear it now, all moderates, American ostriches with heads in sand saying how radical, how biased, how racial. Of course, let's get the racial criticism in there as well. That statement sounds untrue, and that can never happen in America, but it can, and unfortunately, it is. The Obama change, hot on the heels of our celebration of Freedom Day, our independence, our very own July 4th, will eventually destroy our fundamental constitutional freedoms. All of them, in my opinion. What do you think? I will do everything in my power to prevent that from happening, and I pray you do the same. And I ask you to remember the words of our former president, John Adams, now more relevant than ever. Mr. Adams said the following, "Liberty, once lost, is lost forever. It's lost forever. Slowly but surely, our liberties and freedoms are being eroded, changed, or done away with. And one day we will wake up and realize that what we once held dear, even took for granted as being fundamental and inalienable rights, now and forevermore are in fact gone, lost forever." The President of the United States has no accountability, virtually none. He ignores and disrespects the Congress of the United States. He seems not at all upset, even when the Supreme Court of the United States strikes down his actions and those of his handcrafted agencies and his appointed secretaries. Even then, he and his minions are busily at work, figuring out how to circumvent such rulings and get back on the radical track. We are a nation seemingly unaware, uneducated, and tragically apathetic as this president-led radical course of destruction goes on, like cancer. It affects everything politically and philosophically we hold dear. The good organization Young Americas states the following about our colleges and universities and the so-called educators therein. Leftist educators and administrators at our nation's colleges and universities are working in high gear to make sure your conservative voice is silenced. At the top 100 universities, as listed by U.S. News and World Report, only 9 conservatives were slated to give the commencement address. 9. That's 9 out of 100. One dare not disagree with these incredibly biased and radical universities and their educators, liberal to the core, without paying a price, a dear one indeed. Gone are the days when education was fair, well-rounded, with a voice for all. Follow, you sheepish students, the radical liberal party line, so very much encouraged by the President of the United States, or you ask for trouble. Progressive education in lockstep with Obama. That's what's happening in America. A recent survey conducted by Gallup with the Lumina Foundation found that only 11% of business leaders in America strongly agree that today's graduates from these leftist universities have the skills and competencies that their businesses need. In contrast, of course, a recent Gallup survey found that 96% of college and university chief academic officers said they were extremely or somewhat confident in their institution's ability to prepare students for work or success. Really? Leave us alone, business, so we can do our own thing and force our graduates, fully indoctrinated in the Obama-Alinsky way, on business and the economy, no matter the results. This survey also indicates that 88% of business leaders would like to have more collaboration with colleges and universities to help improve the mismatch between knowledge learned and skills needed. You can bet your very own college degree that will never happen. In fact, so many universities have, as the Wall Street Journal well stated, they have become terrible bureaucracies and very hard to change. Impossible. That radical leftist agenda, so prevalent among so many colleges and universities, seeks to undermine our Constitution and our rule of law and our standards and our values and our morals and our mores, those good things of the past, those things which have always united and bound Americans as they have for centuries. And to change in Obama-like fashion this great country in which we live, that is happening right before our eyes. Sad and scary days, are they not, my fellow Americans? When so many colleges and universities are so seriously anti-American? Wow, that is radical socialism. That is progressivism at work. And we, the ordinary citizens, the good people of America, we do little or nothing. Why, this very year, the year 2014, our very own federal government will spend, are you ready for this? Some $3.5 trillion. That's with a T. $3.5 trillion. And even more from our federal government, seemingly intent to bankrupt us. The United States government, federal government alone, will run a deficit of about, are you ready for this? $500 billion deficit. Repeat, our federal government will spend $3.5 trillion. Can you even begin to understand that number? And run a deficit of $500 billion. Staggering statistics, are they not? Well, here comes inflation, and here comes more taxes. We the people stuck with these bills, this horrendous debt. Hey, all of you and me, get ready and get those wallets open. Saul Alinsky, so influential in the life and mind of Barack Hussein Obama, said one of the key ways to control the people was through debt. 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 And more of it. I think anymore it's not God bless America, but God save America, because we the people seem not to be able to do so. The Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI, states the following. Federal regulations amount to a hidden tax of almost $15,000 per household. $15,000 is paid, at least indirectly, by every household for all of the federal regulations and their enforcement in our economy. Can you believe that? That is more than some families spend on food and clothing and health care and education and other necessities. Factor in regulation, and the federal government is half again as large as most people think it is. statism. Freedom's lost forever. Here it comes. Here it comes. Are you ready? A behemoth, a monster, a spending machine, radical and out of control, while you and I sit back and let it happen. There is little doubt in my mind that your children and mine, and their children, our grandchildren, will have no life as we know it, and will spend so much of their precious lives carrying and paying for our debts. Oh, God forgive us our economic trespasses, for we are a nation radicalized, spending out of control. Here comes socialism, statism with a vengeance. Are you really ready for that? May I ask you that again and again? Are you really ready for that? And this president and his agencies have only just begun. There are 2.5 more Obama years to come, my friends. Wow. Bye-bye, old America. And the rule of law gradually and subtly changes, especially in the states. Penny Young Nance, CEO and president of the organization Concerned Women of America, CWA, reminds us not only of the erosion of the fundamentals of our laws in America constitutionally, but the addition of other laws, and their concepts from other legal systems like Islam and Sharia law. Recently, the citizens of Oklahoma voted in excess of 70% to forbid the addition of any kind of Sharia law to the Constitution or the laws of the great state of Oklahoma. But a liberal federal judge immediately struck down the action of the citizens as unconstitutional. As a result of the requests and the complaints of Islamists, of course, Penny Nance goes on to state that Sharia law, banned by Oklahoma, justifies honor killings of women and tolerates legal polygamy and even legalized domestic violence and marital rape, and claims the Quran to be the supreme source of authority, well above our Constitution, among others. Don't you think that's a bit scary? Sharia law and the Quran over the Constitution of the United States? Well aware should we be, says Nance, of this aggressive Islamist threat, although she sadly admits we are anything but. Apathy sure rules in America, does it not? And of course we hear nothing from the White House, nothing from President Obama regarding this threat, nothing at all, nothing.